O childish trust! What action lay ahead in the mind of Zeus he could not know. What grief and wounds from shock of combat in the field, alike for Trojans and Achaeans. Waking, he heard the dream voice ringing round him still, and sat up straight to pull his tunic on, a fresh one, never worn before. He shook his cloak around him, tied his shining feet in fitted sandals, hung upon his shoulder baldric and long sword, hilted all in silver, and, taking his dynastic staff in hand, he made his way among the ships. Pure dawn had reached Olympus's mighty side, heralding day for Zeus and all the gods, as Agamemnon, the Lord Marshal, met his clarion criers and directed them to call the unshorn Achaeans to full assembly. The call sang out, and quickly they assembled. But first, alongside Nestor's ship, he held a council with his peers. There he convened them, and put a subtle plan before them, saying, "Hear me, friends. A vision in a dream has come to me in the starry night. A figure in height and bearing very close to Nestor, standing above my pillow, saying to me, 'Sleeping, son of Atreus, tamer of horses, you should not sleep all night, not as a captain responsible for his men with many duties, a great voice in the conferences of war. Follow me closely. I am a messenger from Zeus, who is far away but holds you dear.' 'Prepare the troops,' he said, 'to take the field without delay. Now may you take by storm the spacious town of Troy. The Olympian gods are of two minds no longer. Hera's pleading swayed them all, and bitter days from Zeus await the Trojans. Hold on to this message.' When he had said all this, the phantasm departed like a bird, and slumber left me. 'Look to it, then. We arm the troops for action, but let me test them first in that harangue that custom calls for. What I shall propose is flight in the long ships. You must hold them back, speaking each one from where he stands.'" How curtly he told his curious plan, and took his seat. Now stood Lord Nestor of the sandy shore of Pylos in concern for them, and spoke, "Friends, lord and captains of the Argives, if any other man had told this dream, a fiction we should call it, we'd be wary. But he who saw the vision is our king. Up with you, and we'll put the men in arms."